U.S. Undersecretary of State Christopher Hill extended his stay in North Korea by at least a day Thursday, continuing negotiations involving a stalled nuclear deal. Hill met with Kim Kae-kwon, his negotiating counterpart, in six-nation talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons capabilities altogether. Last week, North Korea ejected international inspectors from the main nuclear facility it agreed to disable as part of a deal reached in Beijing last year. It warned it would resume reprocessing activity before the end of this week. Hill is trying to get the North to agree on verification steps to confirm a nuclear declaration Pyongyang made this year is accurate. Tuesday, a senior American official said North Korea may be enticed to submit a verification agreement to China if the United States removes the North from a State Department list of nations accused of sponsoring terrorism. North and South Korean military delegates met Thursday for an hour and a half in the border-straddling village Panmunjom, where an armistice was signed to pause the 1950s Korean War. A formal peace has never been declared. North Korea's representative Park Bim-soo said the talks come at a significant time. He says the North-South relationship is in a very serious situation. He says the current discussions could greatly affect the bilateral relationship. North Korea halted most contact with the South earlier this year when South Korean President Lee Myung-bak made transfers of food and other aid contingent on the North's cooperation on the nuclear issue. The North's military has refused any cooperation on a probe into the July shooting of a South Korean tourist by a North Korean soldier in a jointly managed resort zone. South Korea's military envoy Lee Sang-chul agreed Thursday's contact is important. Lee points out the meeting is the first in 8 months. He says the South has high expectations for the talks and hopes they are sincere and productive. The North-South talks ended with no significant agreements. Separately, South Korea's Tongah Ilbo cites unnamed government officials as saying there are signs North Korea may be preparing a long-range missile test. The report described in detail apparent North Korean moves to renovate a missile testing site on its east coast. 2 years ago, the North conducted an unsuccessful test at the site of a long-range missile hypothetically capable of reaching the continental United States. South Korea will not confirm the missile site report. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.